mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Shake a hand, shake a hand
now. Welcome to December Black Book Talk. I'm Emma Jackson Ford, bookwoman. Here with
is Patricia Welch, librarian emeritus.
And we have a special show today. We are on for an hour. We are pledging this week.
And we're going to be like Wendy Williams and say, you are our co-host today in that we are inviting our listeners to call in and give a literary Christmas or holiday, whatever, a holiday gift to other listeners. If there's a book that you would love to give to somebody because you love it so much or you wish somebody had given it to you, please call in 503-231-8187. And, you know, we'll let you get on the air and talk about a book by an African-American author that you think is wonderful. You've read this year, 20 years ago, it does not matter. But something that you would give as a gift to your friends.
Our gift to a small person, a child who you think could benefit from reading that book, either be entertained or learn something from.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it is a pledge period, and Emma has snagged a wonderful gift for us.
Oh, an author we interviewed a few months ago has agreed to give us 3 books for the pledge drive. So if you call in and pledge $60, you get a book. It's called In West Meal.
And it's by, isn't it Deshaun?
Deshaun, I can't think of his last name.
Oh,
this is terrible.
But it's a wonderful.
It is a wonderful book. Oh,
it ain't about the name, it's about the book.
Oh, and,
okay, well, we'll get back to you with the exact author's name. Has someone called in? I'm seeing something from our engineering, quite frankly. I'm not sure. Okay. You know something, Emma? Maybe we should let people hear.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, let's
just snippet hear
a little
of
snippet
of the show.
And you'll see why it's a wonderful thing and a gift.
Okay. Well, I will tell you that your book is a wonderful read. I sat down with it at the dining room table, moved to the window seat, moved to the rocking chair, carried your book upstairs. I was reading, trying to get finished before we got here. Love your book.
Thank you so much.
Can you introduce your book to us by giving us an overview or a summary of it?
Sure. So In West Mills is about a woman named Azalea Knott Center. And she is a very different type of woman for everyone in her community. She loves alcohol. She loves to read. she loves men, but only when she feels like it. And she just refuses to live by anyone else's rules, including the societal norms. And she has this neighbor named Otis Lee Loving, who is the exact opposite of her. He's on the straight and narrow. He's married. He has a child, and he's a pillar of the community. And he just wants to fix, not in air quotes. But Otis Lee has his own troubles that he's not confronting, and so he's projecting onto Not.
So I already gave this book as a gift, and I know that anyone that you give in West Mill to would love it. They would love to read it and to re-gift it.
Okay. Again, we want to invite our listeners to call in. Telephone number into the air room is 503-231-8187. And I got the gift of Terry McMillan's new book. Now, for those of you, I can't believe that there's anybody who's not familiar, but she is the woman who wrote How Stella Got Her Groove Back, Waiting to Exhale, A Day Late and a Dollar Short, and many, many other books. So this is her latest. I tell you what, though, it's someone heard our call, and they called in, so I'll tell you a little more about Terry's books. But hello, who is this caller?
This is Corinne Johnson.
Hi, Corinne.
Good morning, Corinne.
Welcome to Black Book Talk.
Good morning.
Okay, what
thank you.
What gift do you have for our listeners?
Well, I have been reading a lot of serious books, and so I decided to read Tiffany Haddish, The Last Black Unicorn. And the book was so funny that I had to stop reading it in public because I would just burst out laughing.
Oh, we need that.
Oh, that's a good recommendation.
Yeah,
yes.
It is. Yes, yes. Now, that was the last book I finished. I am currently reading on the more serious vein, The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead, which is about it's a true story based in Florida on some boys in a juvenile detention, and that's a nice way of putting it, center. And the writer, Colson Whitehead, it's a very serious subject, but the writer is an excellent writer. I mean, you can vividly see everything that's going on, and it's a real easy read so far. I hear it gets worse in terms of details, but he's an excellent writer.
I'm happy to hear that because I saw him interviewed, I don't know, on some show, and the subject matter was just, it just seemed so heavy, and I thought, we need to know these things, but we're going through such dire times. Thank you for calling us. We are coming into I'm sorry, Corinne, we're coming into a pledge period, but what you have the last word.
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you, and happy holidays.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
Same to you, and have a good day.
Yay, we will.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO, and this is our holiday membership drive, and you are listening to a special hour-long Black Book Talk. I'm very excited to be able to talk about membership while this great show is going on. I'm John, and I'm with Ken, and we're inviting you to participate in our KBOO membership drive by calling 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. And especially excited because this show has a book for us. So, Ken, what is this book?
Well, the show is fantastic. It's all about, since it's the holiday time, about the gift of books, the gift of literature, and the one we have for you if you call up now to become a member or renew your membership at 877-500-5266 is the one you heard about early in the show. This is In West Mills, a novel by Deshaun Charles Winslow, and it's a story set in Winslow's own hometown in rural North Carolina. The era is 1941 to 1987, And I have here, it's a book about family, friendship, storytelling, and the redemptive power of love. No better message
really
at the holidays than that. And you can get a copy for yourself at $5 a month, a sustaining membership. 877-500-5266 is the number. We have volunteers at the phones. They can walk you through the process. That $5 a month can come from your credit card, your debit card, your checking account. Let us know what's most convenient for you. And that keeps programs like Black Book Talk going. It keeps KBOO going. And we've been going thanks to members like you, listeners like you, since 1968.
And as a special bonus, if you do donate, increase your pledge by $2 today or $5 to get the book, you'll also be entered to win a $25 gift card to Porque No Taqueria. Two winners will be chosen on Monday the 9th. And very excited, we're going to go back here in just a few seconds to our special hour-long program of Black Book Talk. But I just want to give a plug for this great show, for bringing literature, for bringing books. What a better gift to the community than books.
And Portland has this incredible literary community. We have, in addition to Black Book Talk, we have Between the Covers, and we mm-hmm. do several other interviews throughout the week with local authors, national authors, and international authors. All this because of members like you, listeners like you, calling up 877-500-5266 to become a new member or renew your membership. Again, that number, 877-500-5266, or you can go online at kboo.fm.
Okay, great. We're back, and we hear that Brian is on the line. Brian?
Good morning, Brian. Welcome.
Yes.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fine. We're great.
It's a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much for having me on. I just wanted to talk real quickly about the latest book from Michael Eric Dyson, What Truth Sounds Like.
Tell us more.
I really love it because it's incredibly fresh. It's very modern. It was published last year, and it really utilizes a really seminal moment in the civil rights movement where James Baldwin, Bobby Kennedy, and a lot of black luminaries came together to really move forward that moment in time. And Michael Eric Dyson uses that as a lens with which to look at how power is exercised, what it looks like when people rise to the occasion and they tell real and hard truths. And he uses that to extol on what's going on presently today with the presidential race, about the present state of black America, poverty, and what it can look like to change that. And it's just an incredibly powerful book, and I feel like it really lives up to the standard that Cornel West talks about in the way of black prophetic fire.
Wow. Does Dyson have other books?
He has a lot of books, actually. He has 21 books, and this is just the latest. I mean, he's an incredibly powerful person. He's a preacher. He's a professor at Georgetown, and he's one of the most important living black intellectuals. And I'm just really, really happy that I took the time to sit down and take all this in.
I'm glad, too. He's somebody whose audience spans many generations. I mean, you know, I know baby boomers, you know, relate to him because the things that he's talking about, many of us know about. But also, I know that he is known in some areas as, I don't know if it's the hip hop professor or the hip hop preacher, but clearly, you know, whatever he says, whatever he's doing, he is addressing many, younger generation, and apparently, you know, very clearly and well received. So, how did you hear about him? I'm curious.
I've known him as that cool, young intellectual whenever he hops on television and does this amazing thing where he's preaching, but he's also rapping. And
I heard him rapping, yeah.
It's actually really impressive. But he's all over CNN and MSNBC, and I've watched him for years, and I've always been really excited to hear him talk. But I never read anything of his. And so it was kind of embarrassing for me a month ago when he came to Portland and I got a chance to see him in person, and it was amazing. It was incredibly inspiring. And I realized, okay, I need to take the time. I need to bring this into my life in a real way. And I'm really happy that I did.
Brian, would you repeat the title again, just, you know, for those of us who are listening and might not have gotten it the first time around?
The author is Michael Eric Dyson, and it's What Truth Sounds Like.
Hey.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Looking forward to getting that one.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to share?
I'm a really big fan of the two of you.
We did not pay him.
Thank you.
I'm a really big fan of this radio station, a proud member. And everyone should go out there and give as much as you can.
Thank you so much. Brian, wow. I'll have you on every month.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I hope that our listeners have heard this very clearly and will follow the example that has been so ably set by Brian Lewis and call in to 877-500-5266. You can do it now. Oh, goody. Okay, Brian, inspired somebody else. Carla's on. Is this Carla Davis?
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Yes, I think we lost him. Okay, Carla, are you there? Now, Carla may be on the line, but she's not coming across this airwave.
We don't hear her.
No. Well, you know something? I started talking about a book, and I'll
Terry
talk
McMillan.
About that. Yeah. Until Carla comes back to us.
I love Terry McMillan.
Yes.
The first book I heard about of hers was Mama. My sisters were living in California at the time, and all three of them read it, and they had called me up and said, you gotta read this book.
I know. I remember that, too. Everybody was talking about her. And then when she came out with, I'm trying to get the
when sequence. She came out with Waiting to Exhale.
Yes.
I had found it here in Portland, and I drove down to California to visit with my sisters, and I was reading it there, and of course, you know how I am. I take the book with me every room of the house.
Excuse me. Okay, we got another signal. It's not Carla. It's Gloria. Hi,
all
Gloria.
Right. Hi, Gloria.
Hi.
Is this the famous Gloria McMurtry?
Yes.
Yay.
Who knows all about books and reading?
I tell you now, for those of you, of the five of you who don't know, Gloria McMurtry is famous because she and O.B. Hill were the proprietors of Reflection Coffee and Books. And then there was Talking Drum Bookstore that grew out of that. And we were talking to somebody earlier today and saying, we still miss you. We know you've had to get on with your life, but we still miss you big time. So, Gloria, what do you want to share with us today?
Well, I want to share a book, Say You're One of Them.
Oh, never heard of that.
Say You're One of Them.
Who's it by?
Ewan Arkman, A-K-P-A-N.
A-P-A-N. And how you spell the first name?
Ewan, U-W-E-N.
Okay, because so we're making up our list, too, even as you speak. Okay. What do you like about this book? Why is this book a gift worthy?
Oh, it's a gift worthy because it takes place in Nigeria, Africa, and it's all about children and an incident that they had in their village. It's a novel, and it really tells you the life of children in Africa and the things that they had to endure.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Now, this is an adult novel, young adult, what?
Adult.
Okay. And I'm thinking you said something about the problems that they have to endure. Is this ultimately hopeful, or is just, you know, sometimes the truth is hard, but we need to read it kind of book?
Well, you know, a good novel has ups and downs in it. There's good things in it about to be told about the culture there. And then there's also some negative things that happen to them. But it's the way they deal with the negative that makes the novel so interesting.
Whoa. Okay.
Is he a first-time author?
No, he's won a few prizes here. He grew up in Nigeria, but he received his education at University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And alum. Okay, Gloria, anything else you want to mention?
That's my suggestion for today.
That's a great suggestion.
Great suggestion.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Happy holidays. Oh, it's that time again.
Yeah, yes, good morning. Yeah, you're listening to KBOO, and it is our holiday membership drive. I love this show, Black Book Talk. It's a special hour-long program today of taking calls from listeners about important books and books that would be great gifts to give away. And I think that's just a wonderful idea, and with some great books have been mentioned already. And a gift to you for participating in our fund drive will be, Ken is going to say that in just a second, but I'm going to give the phone number right now, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. And if you do call and give a gift of $5 a month, we have a gift for you.
And that's the book that was mentioned a little earlier in the show. That's the novel In West Mills by Deshaun Charles Winslow. And that's set in an African-American community in rural North Carolina, where Winslow grew up from 1941 to 1987. It's a novel, but I'm sure it has a lot of autobiographical elements in it, and it makes a perfect holiday gift. Again, this is a very special edition of Black Book Talk. It's usually a half-hour show, but for the membership drive and this great idea of listeners calling up and giving their book gift suggestions for the holidays, we're making an hour today. And it's one of the great things about KBOO programming. Again, it's the diversity of the community. It's the literary community, the radio theater community, the political community, the musical community, everything that's going on in Portland. We give voices to the voiceless. That's a charter of the station and has been since we started back in 1968. And almost all of it is supported by you, yes, you, the listener, by giving us a call at 877-500-5266. 80% of our operating budget each year comes from you, so it's extremely important. This is a short drive, John, started Tuesday, end Saturday. A perfect holiday gift to us, to you, to the community by becoming a member now.
And yes, and please do so. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. If you are listening right now, and because you're listening, you want to support this. So give us a call right now and support Black Book Talk, our special hour-long show, which we are going to go back to right now.
And we are back. And our third co-host just joined us, O.B. Hill. Welcome.
Hello. Better late than never.
That is absolutely true. Well, you know, we've had some call-ins, OB. Gloria from Reflections just called. Brian Lewis called in with a great book, What Truth Sounds Like. Let's see. And Corinne Johnson called in and talked about a book. But we're also talking about books that we would like to give as a gift. So is there any title, you know, any book that you have that you want to share that you think would make a great holiday gift to someone?
Well, I have a book by Walter Dean Myers called Now Is Your Time, The African-American Struggle for Freedom. This is a 1992 Coretta Scott King Award-winning book. And it is very, very interesting. I've read it a couple of times. It's a Harper Trophy book, and it just is a fascinating read every time you read it.
What makes it special? Like, do you think it makes it gift-worthy?
What he does, he starts with 1619 with the introduction of slaves into Jamestown, Virginia, and he goes all the way up through the Civil War, and he identifies significant people and their contributions. For instance, right here on page 121, you got a picture of Frederick Douglass. What he's done here is went and got a lot of documents, original. The research in this is great. That's what it makes it so special. And he's gone to archives, and you got pictures of plantations and It's just a very, very good book. Here again, he traces the Civil War. He talks about the different fighting regiments, the 54th. It's
great.
A great
a
book.
It looks like it has a lot of historical photographs. And Walter Dean Myers is just recognized as being, he is an award-winning author and deservedly so.
Walter Dean Myers, I love his writing. I love writings and art by his son, Christopher Myers.
Yeah, when I hear his name, I always think of a young author, a youth author, actually. So it's good
Walter
to see
Walter Dean is a youth, he's like middle school author.
Right.
But he led an uncommon life, which I think contributed to him being the kind of author he is, because I think his writings speak to everyone, even though his level is middle school, early high school. I know that his mother died when he was young, mm-hmm. and that his dad had been married before and had three daughters. So this woman got on her feet, the ex-wife got on her feet and was able to, well, she worked as a janitor, but she had gotten married. She came back to get her three daughters, and she took Walter as well and raised Walter.
You know, see, that's one of the things that I think is unique about our show. You don't just get the surface, the book and the author. We give, I think, better background than most other shows, and I know that we are Portland's, and I'm fairly sure, Oregon's only broadcast program, regularly broadcast program, that speaks to African-American authors, African-American literature. I mean, you know, to pat ourselves on the back. We're doing something that's vital that nobody else does. And I think the same with the young man whose book we're featuring. He has done well on this first book, but I remember hearing him say on the show, you know, I really didn't think this first book was going to come out and do well. We introduce a lot of new authors to people. So I just feel like, you know, we are absolutely providing a public service.
When I spoke to Deshaun last week, he told me he's having another book come out, not in 2020, but in 2021. So he's keeping on writing.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to try to finish what I started. I started talking about Terry McMillan's new book, It's Not All Downhill From Here. And I'm just going to read a little blurb from it to let people know what this is about. In It's Not All Down From Here, you will meet the unforgettable Aretha Curry, a big-hearted, big-hip beauty tycoon, who on the eve of her 68th birthday has a life filled with devoted friends, a loving husband who still makes her heart thump. She is not afraid of 68. It's just a number, and she's got so much more to do. Something unexpected happens, but she rises to the occasion. And it says, compassionate, inspiring, and wise. Terry McMillan reminds us it's never too late to make the unexpected choice or to become the people we want to be. Terry McMillan has always spoke to women, and not just Black women. Women who need to step back and see who they are and appreciate who they are and enjoy life. And this book, I know it's authentic because I'm in this age group. So I know the things that she's talking about are things that we are all talking about. Our parents, our health, our money, our whatever. But she always does it in a very humorous way. It's an enjoyable read. If you like Terry McMillan, if you enjoyed the film Waiting to Exhale, you will enjoy this book. So I'm happy that she is still writing and still speaking to many audiences. It's Not All Downhill From Here, a novel by Terry McMillan.
Her stories have several voices. I've always liked that, and several levels. She just write for one kind of people.
Exactly. So we're going to just do a little pitch and say, if you appreciate what we're doing, we hope you do, please give a call at 877-500-5266. And I'm sure that others will be carrying on the pitch, but we just want to, you know, invite them in to the party.
And the party is right here. It's our holiday membership drive at KBOO. You can become a new member or renew your membership. It's that time. This is a short drive, people. It's started on Tuesday. It goes through Saturday. Again, in the spirit of the season, a spirit of giving and keeping KBOO going, your favorite Portland radio station. The number to call is 877-500-5266, or you can go online at kboo.fm. And John, you have this incredible offer today through the Give Guide, and it helps KBOO.
Yeah, KBOO is partnering with the Give Guide, and today only, today is a big give day. So if you give $10 or more today at this number, 877-500-5266, you'll get a chance to win 2 weekend pass to Feast Portland 2020, a $500 gift card from New Seasons Market, a $150 gift card to Tasty and Daughters, and a 1 year supply of goodies from Porqué No, Nosa Familia Coffee, Jasmine Pearl Tea Company, Gluten Free Gem, and Ground Up PDX. And if you're 35 and under, you get registered twice. So that's today. Just a gift of $10 for more gets you in a chance for that. And so please give a call right now and give a gift to KBOO. Keep this important programming on the air. 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. And we've got some folks who
a few people who called and either became new members or renewed their membership. We have John from Southeast Portland, Sally from Northeast Portland, Hannah from Southeast Portland. John, Sally, Hannah, thank you very much. The number to call for you to become a member is 877-500-5266, or you can go online at kboo.fm. And now back to this wonderful hour-long special of Black Book Talk, where listeners are calling in and giving their book suggestions for the holidays.
We're back. OB, I see you looking at another book, like a magazine.
Well, let me say this. There's all kinds of readings, not just books. Let's talk about newspapers.
Right.
Here in Portland, we have a great distinction. You have a newspaper called the Portland Observer that covers local news, and you also have the Scanner that covers not only news here in Portland, but also Seattle, Washington. And both of these weeklies are really filled with information that you can use. That is a big pitch. Every Wednesday, I pick up these, and I've been doing this for years. I got probably just as many of these newspapers as the people at the Historical Society or the Portland Archives. And then one other thing. Portland State University alumni has a feature on Black Studies. The Black Studies Department this year is turning 50 years old.
That long?
And would you be surprised to see on that very front page, sitting in the classroom as one of the students who graduated?
Can it be you?
Oh my God, look! And you got your apple, your big apple slouched down on your head.
Oh my goodness! Wonderful!
Famous people. Now, is this available to, the Portland State Magazine, is that available to anybody or just to alumni?
This is for alumni, but anybody can get them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could we go down to the campus or just request a copy?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Mentioned the newspapers because for so many years and still today, our news is not necessarily news in the quote-unquote mainstream press, but the Black press has been carrying our stories and sharing our information and giving us the news that is vital to us for lo these many centuries. I mean, the Observer and the Scanner have been out here telling us what we needed to know for so long, so I'm so glad you mentioned that, just to give us a chance to say how much we appreciate these two newspapers.
And it's good to know that I am not the only person who saves back issues.
You have your own personal archive.
I have my own personal archives.
Okay, I have another book to offer. The book is called Born for This, My Story in Music, and it is written by Benjamin B.B. Winans. Anyone who knows anything about gospel music knows the Winans family. I tell you, every time I get started on a book, Carla calls. But I'm going to stop because maybe she'll get through this time. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome, Carla.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me.
Okay. We thought you were on the line a little bit earlier, but we're happy to hear you now. Oh, Carla.
Oh, no.
Tell people who you are, what you do.
I am a youth librarian for the Multnomah County Library, and I do lots of things within that role. I do story times, I do school visits, I do book talks and different things.
Where are you located?
I'm located on 8051 Southeast 122nd, the Midland Branch.
Yay. Okay. Folks just need to know. Okay. What are you going to share with us today?
So I have a few books I would love to recommend. So one of them is called Funny by Jason Reynolds, very renowned author. He's won several awards, and this book really captivated me. His writing is on this particular one. It's a story about this young man, Funny, who has issues with events surrounding his mother and his expectations from his father, and he's an athlete. And so I don't want to give it away. I want you to read it, but he just kind of takes you on this journey because his writing is so very lyrical, and it's humorous, and it's, he kind of goes a mile a minute, and he kind of takes you on this, what I would call a mental gymnastics, I would say. he just puts little dots of humor all the way throughout his book, and he kind of goes on these rabbit trails, and he'll bring you back in and get back on topic. But what was really, so as he's telling his narrative, I'm expecting just kind of this humor and everything to continue, and it gets a little more serious, and then really kind of surprised me toward the end. It turned out to be a little bit of a tearjerker, so in a good way, and just thought it was a beautiful, beautiful story, and I would highly recommend this book, Sunny. I think it has also lots of meat for discussion groups. The book is geared toward the tween and teen age group, but I think it would be even great for adult reading as well. And it's a very fast read, but it's just loaded with different subject matter that could be discussed in a book reading club. So this is a great book.
I like it. Sounds like it would be geared toward boys also.
Yes, definitely. Yes, there's a father and son dynamic that goes on in the story, and so it's really good. And then the next book that I would recommend is called On Healing Black Girl Pain by Dr. Consuela Ward. And this came out in 2018. This is a really very relatable book. This is a person who, and this is her autobiography, and she was lives actually in the east and in the south side of the United States. However, her life is so relatable. She kind of grew up in this with a religious background. However, there's a whole other thing going on at home. So it's a lot of her story actually was very parallel to some of the things that's happened in my own life. And I think anybody who's kind of been raised in that whole Bible Belt area or in that in that faith-based family or that kind of thing would relate to this. And so what I found really great about her writing is that the title, although it says On Healing Black Girl Pain, it doesn't, she's able to write in a way that it's not painful.
Good.
Yes, there are all these things happening, but she's making all these discoveries along the way. And and then she also incorporates in her title the titles of gospel songs, which kind of indicate where she's at in her life at that stage. So I thought that was really interesting for her to do that. And so that is another great one.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you have one more? We have about a minute left before they're going to snatch us off and do a pitch. But is one other title that you'd like to give us in the last, like, 50 seconds or so?
Sure. This is a junior book called The Journey of York. I'm a youth librarian, so I would really highly recommend this. He is one of the unsung heroes in the Lewis and Clark expedition. So for any teachers who are teaching on Lewis and Clark, don't forget to add The Slave Called York, because had it not been for him, then they may not have made their journey. So the Native Americans called him their spirit brother, and they thought he was the leader of the whole expedition. So he did great things.
Thank you. Now, we've just been advised that someone else is calling and they want to fit them in before our next break. So I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're so happy that you called. And
thank
especially
you so
giving
much.
Us three youth titles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next caller.
Yes. Hi. This is Angela Hill, Obie Hill's daughter. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I talked to you this morning.
Hey, Daddy. Yeah, thanks for inviting me on the line. It's so exciting. I've really enjoyed book talk over the years, and I really, you know, appreciate you guys as pillars in the community. And in the spirit of Kwanzaa, I just wanted to share a book by Eric V. Coppedge, and I also want to thank you, you know, for you and Gloria for the bookstore that meant so much to so many people in our community, especially, you know, African-American people. I really miss that store. But, you know, I was blessed during the time to collect and purchase a bunch of special books. Wanted to recommend the Kwanzaa, an African-American celebration of culture and cooking, the cookbook by Eric V. Coppedge. I don't know if it's available anymore. This was back in 1991, but as I looked through here, I thought, you know, I need to use some of these dynamic recipes that they have. And there's one called the Empress's Zulu Greens. So, and then there's one, Tuskegee Institute sweet potato bread with raisins and walnuts. And then there's also something on West African ginger beer.
Yes.
Well, there's even more in that book.
Absolutely.
I bought that book. I cook the greens that you use, three different kinds, the collards, the turnips, and the kale.
Well, you know something, if you can't get it at the bookstore, I would definitely try the library, because I know for many years they have kept that in the collection as a part of its Kwanzaa book collection. So I would, if you can't find it online or at the store, go to the library. That is a classic book.
Yes, it is, and I'm so happy to have it.
And it has a story behind the recipes. There's always a little kind of biographical story at the beginning of each chapter.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Okay. Have a blessed day.
Okay. You too.
And back to the pitch team.
All right. You're listening to KBOO, and this is our holiday membership drive. And this is a fun show, Black Book Talk, and it's a special hour-long show today of guests calling in, listeners calling in, and offering suggestions for the holiday gifts. And we'd like you to participate in this great show by giving to KBOO, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. 500 KBOO is the number to call, and we have a special gift, a special for this show.
Yes, John, so if you, the listener, are looking for a holiday gift for yourself or for a loved one or a friend or for somebody you think should read more, we have a book for you, and you could also become a member at the same time. The book is called In West Mills. It was mentioned earlier in the show. It's by Deshaun Charles Winslow, a novel that takes place in the era of 1941 to 1987 in a small town in North Carolina in an African-American community. I think there's a bit of an autobiographical element in the book. You can get that for $5 a month, sustaining membership in KBOO by calling 877-500-5266. We have volunteers at the phones. They can walk you through the process. That $5 can come through checking account, debit card, credit card, whatever's easiest for you, and the process won't take very long, I assure you. 877-500-5266 is the number. You'll get that book in Wes Mills. Also, John, if you pledge today, like right now, you can get the book and you'll be entered to win a $25 gift card to Porque No, the taqueria on Southeast Hawthorne. Two winners will be chosen for this gift card. Again, if you become a new member today, they'll be chosen on Monday, the 9th. The number to call again is 877-500-5266.
And we're very excited to thank Deborah from Vancouver, who just called and participated in our holiday membership drive by making a gift to KBOO and keeping this great program, Black Book Talk, on the air. And we're going to go back to that now, but giving you that phone number one more time to give us a call, $5 a month to get this beautiful novel of Charles Winslow. The number is 877-500-5266.
And we are back. So I am reading a book right now by Jacqueline Woodson. Jacqueline Woodson is a National Book Award winner and a very prolific writer. She has lots of books for elementary age students and kind of young adult reading. This book talks about the Oklahoma, I want to say riots, but the...
It's more like a massacre, really.
A massacre, yes. It has, it revisits that in the novel. But it takes place in 2001. A young girl is turning 16 and she's having a coming of age party. And it flashes back to when her mother became that age and was supposed to have a party. It turned out that she was pregnant. And the mother has the child but leaves, has this girl, but she leaves. And the community effort among these two families to raise this daughter, and now this daughter has come of age. And it talks about all the difficulties and all the loveliness of family. It's by Jacqueline Woodson. It's called Red at the Bone. And I highly recommend this as a read if you just want to know about the Oklahoma Massacre and nothing more. It will lead you to do some more research.
Oh, got another caller. Hello.
Hi, it's Catherine Morgan.
Welcome.
Hello.
Catherine, tell them who you are. So tell them why people might want to know you.
Yeah. So my name is Catherine Morgan. I am the ambassador for the Well-Read Black Girl Book Club that is located in Portland. We partner with the ABA. The original book club is set actually in New York City, but the... American Bookseller Association asked us to partner, and so I run the chapter outside of Powell's, or inside of Powell's, I guess, because it's at Powell's.
And I'm a happy member, so that's why I really wanted for you to say something about this. It's a great book club, especially since it's just for Black women. There's so little that we have that's just us. So it's lovely to go in once a month and see your sisters and talk about the books and whatever else. But, okay, welcome to the show. I know you have some good stuff. Tell us about your gift books.
So my first gift book is called The Wedding Date by Jasmine Gilroy. It's a romance novel. I typically don't read a lot of romance novels. I always found them kind of like either they were just kind of cheesy or they just kind of centered on like white women and white men who were, you know, doing white things. And I was just kind of like, I didn't feel reflected in these books. And, you know, it's a proven fact that, like, Black women have a harder time kind of dating in general. So I just didn't want to read more books that kind of focused on that issue. But I ended up picking up Jasmine's book because I'd seen a lot of, like, interviews with her and I'd seen a lot of just, like, reviews in general. And so I picked it up and I sat down on my couch. I just moved into my new apartment and I sat down on my couch
And I read the book in 2 hours. And the whole time the apartment was dead silent because it was just me. I live alone. And I was just, talking to my cat, being like, I can't believe this character did this. I can't believe this happened. I can't believe that happened. And then my cat was like, maybe leave. But I fell in love with the character. Like, it's a smart black woman. Her name is Alexa. And she's like this high-powered career woman, which is really interesting to see. And she's not necessarily like, you know, there's that whole stigma of just like this strong black woman, like, stereotype, but she's not like that kind of character. She's just kind of like, you know, like an average black woman. And she meets this guy named Drew in an elevator, and the elevator stops. And, you know, they, you know, make a connection, and then he ends up inviting her to, I believe it's his, like, one of his friend's weddings or something like that as his date. Because he broke up with his other girlfriend or something. And he was like, oh, you know, you could be my pretend girlfriend. And she's like, okay, cool, let's do that. And then, you know, of course, romance ensues, and it's just, like, this really funny, just incredible, like, romance novel. And it kind of was just, like, this eye-opening experience where I was like, oh, like, this is what love could be like. You know, this is exciting and interesting and fun.
Exciting and new.
And it's great. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to tell us about your second book, only because, you know how it is, we're getting near the end of the program, and now...
Yeah.
Other folks are calling in, but we do want to hear as many people as want to call in. But if there's one other, because your recommendation is Jim, just gold. If you could just give us the name and the title, that would be great. My second
recommendation is Hunger, A Memoir of My Body by Roxane Gay.
Okay, who has gotten a lot of publicity this year. Okay,
could you tell us just one thing?
Well, We're Black Girls is what, second Thursday of every month at 7:30 at the Downtown Palace?
Second Thursday of every month, Downtown Palace. I believe it's on the 12th this year.
Now that I don't know, but I would just encourage listeners who want to come and share and learn about a lot of their gifts to do it. Catherine, I know that you are like busy, because every time I see you, you're busy. So thank you for calling us. We're going to open the phone to another line. But again, folks, go down to Powell's, say hi to Catherine. She'll give you some good recommendations.
Thank you, Catherine.
Of course.
Kalina is calling. She's on the line now.
Hello. Well, did you get my message?
I did. Thank you.
Well, tell us about it.
Yeah, so I was invited to call in. My name is Talina Corvis. I'm a physical therapist, a PhD candidate at Pacific. My particular interest is in older adults. I'm a geriatric specialist, and I'm doing research right now for my dissertation that looks at the role of identity in the way our older African-American community engages in physical activity. So I'm trying to talk to people about, you know, how they think about themselves, how they think about their lives, and the way they kind of fit into their communities, and how, if at all, that impacts, you know, how they engage physically in terms of exercise, but also just like being physically out in their community.
Whoa.
Okay.
That sounds fascinating.
It is. Kalina, is there a number that people can, one, is there a number that people can call, and two, you got to give us a recommendation for a book, because that's what we're all about.
That is fair. So yeah, if you're interested in learning more about the study, you can just give me a call. My phone number is 206-251-9729. Or you can email me at Pacific University. My email address is Corvus, CORVUST, at pacificu.edu. And then book recommendation. I actually really love the person you had on before, both of those books. I was so excited to hear someone else excited about those books.
We got about 10 seconds. Is there a book that nobody has mentioned, that just the title and the author that you'd like to share?
Ooh, okay. The title is The Deep. It just came out.
Ooh.
This is a book that was written based on a song by the band Clipping. And they took this idea that all of the women who jumped off of slave ships had given birth underwater. And what happened with those children who were raised underwater.
Who's the author?
I'm trying to look that up right now.
That's, you know, something, they're playing music. They're gonna,
oh,
do we have time
are.
For her to
Nick
just do the
Cutter.
Author? No,
the
we
author
have,
is,
yeah, that's right. We have time for Nick the author, because this is, after all, why you're all listening to this wonderful
no,
show.
It's,
but,
the, The author is Nick Cutter.
Cutter, C-U-T-T. Thank you. This
C-U-T-T-E-R.
Is great.
C-U-T-T-E-R. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my recommendation.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to all of our listeners who called in. And there's still time, 877-500-5266. And now we're going to turn it back over to the pros. But Wahari, bye-bye from this month's edition.
Very special Christmas for me.
Well, I guess I'm one of those pros. I'm here with the other pros. We think of ourselves as kind of amateur hour here,
right,
especially compared to the great hosts of Black Book Talk, which you just heard a special hour-long edition for our holiday membership drive. It's a short drive this year. Tuesday, so just a few days ago, and it goes through Saturday. And it's extremely important for us. We come to you a few times a year. 80% of our operating budget comes from you, the listener. So it's basically listener-supported radio. There's not ads. There's not a lot of government underwriting and all that. We're independent media. We bring you shows like Black Book Talk. We bring you shows like Per Fagerain's Fight the Empire, Teresa Mitchell's Press Watch, Amy Goodman's Democracy Now!, Dennis Bernstein's Flashpoints. You heard all that this morning. It's time to step up, become a member if you're not already a member, or renew your membership, and you can do that at 877-500-5266.
And here's a great incentive for giving. For $5 a month or $60 a year, this book called by Deshaun Charles Winslow, the novel, it's called In West Mills, and that is a book, a gift back to you for giving. Set in an African-American community in rural North Carolina, the years are from 1941 to 1987, and in this novel, In West Mills, a big-hearted, small-town story about family, friendship, storytelling, and the redemptive power of love. So good news, some good love to end our pitching time here today.
Right,
so
give us a call. We had a little bit of everything. We had the climate change fiasco on Per's show about Arctic wars and drilling for oil and making the situation even worse. But Black Book Talk, I think, brought us around to what's important about KBOO, and that is the power of community, where people called up and they gave suggestions for the books they like and think would make great holiday gifts. And also the host mentioned early in the show that book that John mentioned, In West Mills by Deshaun Charles Winslow. To bring programming like that to you, it's not free to us.
That's right.
It's free to you, but it's something that listeners support and have supported since 1968. That's how long KBOO's been around. We hope to be around another 50-plus years. And you can make sure that happens by giving us a call now to become a member, if you're not already a member, at 877-500-5266. Or you can increase your membership if you're already a sustaining member, or if it's time to renew your membership. Again, that number, 877-500-5266. Or you can go online at kboo.fm.